This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What are we going to get into now, you guys?
In New York City was the premiere of John Wick 4.
Oh, yes.
And tonight, Keanu Reeves will be on with Fallon. And who doesn't have chemistry with Keanu Reeves? You know what I mean?
Right.
He's the internet's boyfriend. Get out of here. So, Grant, thanks for posting the red carpet photos. But we're going to be seeing him. The movie doesn't come out until March 24th. So, Next weekend.
Yes.
It's out. And Julia, if I say the name Rina Sawayama, do you know who that is?
I do. But how do I know her?
Music, New Music Friday. That's how we learned about her maybe a few months ago. She's just a kind of amazing singer, but I was surprised she is in John Wick 4. I just thought she was a singer.
Right.
And she has a role. She's playing a character by the name of Akira, and she was on Fallon last night after the premiere, and this is just of how did she get in this movie.
So I co-direct some of my videos, and I write some of my videos as well. So I wrote into my videos the fact that I would be like acting as a character. So there's a video called Excess where I'm acting as a robot and I'm breaking down.
Yeah.
And there's a video called Bad Friend where I'm looking like a Japanese salaryman and doing a fight scene.
Yeah.
So honestly, I was thinking, you know what? If I've got this budget to do a music video, I'm going to also make it my acting portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get smart.
Cool.
So smart.
And it worked because you said, I've been watching your videos. Keanu and I watched your Bad Friend video and Excess video, and we were so impressed because clearly you do stunts because I did fighting in Bad Friend.
Yep.
And clearly you can act in Excess.
Yeah. And you're funny in some of your videos as well, that'll be the next movie you do. You do a comedy.
Oh, that'll be sick. I love that.
Right?
It's hard though. Comedy's hard.
Nah.
Jimmy. Anyway, so that's how the director and John Wick were fans of her video, and that's how they got the idea to cast her in this part, which
I love that. You
know, I know it.
I love that.
The review, the word about this John Wick 4 is that it's the best of all of them.
Okay, are you caught up?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I watched the first one.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so good.
How do you guys have time?
Yeah, these ones, you know, I mean, this is just... It's just your typical revenge, you know, story with a lot of great fighting scenes. And Keanu Reeves is just, he delivers this really dark, but yet full of feeling and emotion. It's just, it's a really great combo. And like I said, all the three movies have been amazing, but everybody's saying that this fourth one blows him out of the water. So I'm excited, really excited for this one.
Yeah, he told Entertainment Tonight that this is a different, little bit different flavor, and that people are just going to have to buckle up because they're going to be surprised at some of the stuff that's happening. And he did confirm that he's going to cameo as John Wick in the spinoff Ballerina, starring Ana de Armas.
Nice, that's awesome. That's going to be fun. Yeah. It's becoming a whole, you know, franchise, obviously, and a universe in itself.
And of course, he gets asked about Tom Cruise everywhere he goes now on this press tour because, you know, Keanu does some badassery.
He does his own stunts.
You know,
will
you two do a movie together?
Oh.
And he just basically said, you know, No.
Thank you.
What he does is very special, and he had a great answer.
What he does is very special.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. I'm going to do my own thing.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
So Billy Porter tickets were given out later on in this hour. Lori?
Yes, darling.
Lori, honey. Grant was wondering why you always get ice out of your ice machine. Are you cocktailing at 10 a.m.?
I'm not getting any ice out of my ice machine.
I'm teasing you. And I knew you wouldn't be a vinaigrette.
I know.
No, because we're like, we can always hear Lori going to the ice machine. And
well, it's so hot in there. I'd imagine you're getting some ice.
Yeah, I know. I just wonder.
No, we're not getting any ice.
What time is it there?
It's, I don't know what the hell time
Tell
it is.
Tell me.
It's I should know that.
You should
look at a clock.
It's
11.
That was 11.
Oh, it's 11.
It's 5 hour difference right now. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Because, you know, when Kieran was on yesterday for Red Locks Irish Whiskey, he poured shots for us. And I'm like, I can't drink that. I'll get fired. And so there was a mysterious shot left around here that we were just trying to see who would drink it.
Oh, yeah.
After hours,
after
of course.
The show.
After the show, it was very funny.
And I was the one that
and
took
Grant
it.
Was the one.
After everybody left, I was like, wait, I'm here by myself. Got some Red Locks. I'm going to do some podcasting. We're off the air. Very nice shot.
We're going to do it. I just got a ticket in my inbox for 20% off Paula's Choice Serum. So we're going to post that list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because there was some good stuff and affordable stuff. And yep. Good Lord, creping. You know, if you ever are on Instagram, the woman who called in asking about, is there anything for creping skin? Lori, I know that you don't experience this as much as your white Italian friend, the Italian over here.
But Jane Seymour is everywhere on Facebook with her creepy skin cream.
Do you ever get to it? Because every time I click on something, I have to go through the benefits, the benefits, the benefits. And then I go to some doctor's office. And then they never answer it. And then you have to like call or make an appointment. But so.
Oh, for good. For crepey skin?
Crepey skin, it drives me crazy.
Huh.
It's really, you can go into a little rat hole when you're trying to find some of these things.
No, I just want to buy this Paula's Choice stuff.
I know. Photo estrogen elasticity renewal.
Yes. And so we'll get this list up and then we'll have a link to Paula's Choice so you can see the products after. And then also today, I'm almost done with it, but we will have tonight after the show a list of Lori's books as well because we've had some requests
for,
you know, some of the books that she has talked about. So we'll have that up and ready for you to go as well.
Good.
Sometime tonight.
All right. So you are having to do reading because your husband's going to bed at 7.
I'm just like, Casey, come on. And then, of course,
we're on
vacation
/ working. Come on.
But there's not, you know, Hawaii doesn't go on daylight savings time.
Oh, okay.
So it's dark here. It's dark by 7. You know, it's lighter at home.
What a bummer.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you don't switch daylight savings time. It's just, that's one of the...
We have to keep
That's why
this.
I said I don't want to lose it.
Oh, no. It. We have to keep it. Okay, should we
Finally,
go
Finally, you've come around to my side, Julia.
Oh, no, but I didn't know. I forgot that we, get to be light till 9 o'clock at night in the summer, and it's what saves us here, I think.
Well, and right now in the spring,
yes,
it's light by jumping forward.
It's lovely. We even had to wear sunglasses once this week. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for Random Thoughts. Lori and Julia here to talk divorce once again with Ann Tressler from Tressler Law. The topic of timing comes up. Is there a right time to get divorced? It's so sad anyway, but does this concern other couples?
People do ask me that question. Some people think, I'll wait till the kids are out of school and get their finals and it'll be summer. Or I get the opposite. They say, well, I want to get them back in school and they're in the routine. And so the timing tends to revolve around kids more often than not. And the reality is that for most people, it's simply a personal decision. The only time I say you need to move sooner rather than later is when you're concerned about physical safety of anyone in the family, or you're concerned the other side may be depleting money.
If timing is something that people are worried about, will you be able to address that in the free 1 hour consultation?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, during the consultation, when you're getting more facts about each specific case, that's when you can decide whether or not the timing really is a priority in that particular matter.
For your free 1 hour divorce consultation, call Tressler Family Law. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, I've got a couple leprechaun jokes. Grant. Okay. Why did the leprechaun go outside?
To see his 4 o'clock shadow.
Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere? I don't know.
To sit on his patio.
I'm terrible with riddles.
I know it. All right. How does a leprechaun work out?
I don't know.
By pushing his luck.
Of course. Lady exercise counts. Pushing her luck
there
is one
go,
of her
Lori.
Main forms of shirking responsibility, pushing her luck.
There you
rolling
go.
Rolling her eyes.
Rolling her eyes. Okay, so we've been hearing a lot about TikTok, and you and I, Lori, have just hands down refused to put the app on our phone, refused to do anything about it. And I'm going to, you know, it's taken off. It is the number one thing that everybody does. People have made fortunes on it. People, in, you know, it just works really well for a ton of people, and a lot of people get joy from it.
But you can participate in TikTok without having a TikTok account.
And you can watch it via Instagram and some other things like that. Yeah. So there has been the UK government, that'd be Britain, they're going to ban TikTok from employee work phones. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. government is trying to pressure China to sell the app because of the data collection that it has, and how basically if you use the TikTok app, it's not only your information you're jeopardizing everybody who's in your contact list.
It's too late.
I know, but they're trying to sell it, and here's who's trying to sell it. They've got a proposal in front of Oracle, the software giant, to partner with Walmart to own a U.S. TikTok subsidiary taking control of U.S. data and content moderation. So things are going on, but TikTok is all over the news, people. Mm-hmm. Just let it know.
Rightfully so, because there's this new trend, and I'm just going to bring this up for parents out there. There is this new trend that girls are doing, and nobody's controlling what age they are. It could be young, could be, you know, of age, who knows. They are showing their breasts by walking by really fast, or kind of being in the corner and conveniently placing a mirror, or holding a potted plant where their hair is hanging down, but yet the hair is split right in the perfect position. They are literally playing games with trying to get their breasts on this
is it
platform.
The TikTok breast challenge?
I don't know what it is,
but they're trying, it
could be. That's my word. You don't know. And that's what the scary part about this whole thing is this, like, there's no regular, there's nobody really watching it.
Right. That's a good.
There is somebody watching. The Chinese government.
Exactly.
Are watching everything.
Exactly. And that even makes it more. That's
a good answer.
Why would they listen to the U.S. about selling it? Well, I mean, I don't get. The whole thing. I'm sketchy.
Yeah, it is.
But I think people. I just think. Just heads up.
I see the U.S. making their own version before they end up buying that one from China. But
okay, but there's a lot of pressure right now to do something. Mm-hmm. This is something that was unexpected and absolutely delightful. Daisy Jones and the Six. Lori, I know you're way behind us.
I'm only
this.
3 episodes behind.
I know. But that's 50%.
A lot.
Daisy Jones and the Six has launched Fashions. And this, they have partnered with
Free People.
Yeah, free. Thank you. I almost said Donnie. Who is it? And no, it's
free
Grant.
People. It's perfect.
To me, it was Free the People.
I know, Donnie. Grant, you said that. But it's Free People. But also, Lori, they have. Free People stuff is absolutely gorgeous, but they also did something with Amazon where they have done a Daisy Jones collection too with Amazon where things aren't quite as expensive as Free People. But boy, if you want to peruse some fantastic 70s fashions, there's some beautiful things in there, Lori. Beautiful.
Julia, is Daisy Jones, I'm assuming you're caught up in another 3 drop tonight. Are you continuing to love it?
I am. Jeff kind of loved the first one, kind of slept through the second 2. And then we went back to it this week and loved the first one and then kind of slept through the second 2. But where it's left off, I can't say out loud, but I'm going to tell you off air because you read the book. And yes, I haven't. And
this episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
So this, it left off at an amazing spot. But anyway, the fashions, if you're into 70s fashions, it's all good. And then there's another article I came across today on from our friends at AARP. They have so much stuff, great user information on their website, but it talks about American men suffering from a friendship recession. And that the American Enterprise Institute's Survey Center on American Life found that the percentage of men with at least six close friends fell by half in the last 30 years. And it the percentage of men who had no close friends obviously jumped as well. But men are struggling socially because they don't share like women share. We share really personal things. Guys don't do that. And they're blaming it on, traditional masculinity gets in the way of friendships at a certain age. And they struggle because they just don't share really personal stuff. And they observe.
This is not news.
Well, okay. But let me just tell you for my random thoughts, because I have some help. Well, maybe it's not news, but we haven't talked about this, have we?
All right.
Have we talked about this recently?
I feel like we've known that guys are that men have, they've been losing friendships for many years, or it's been a long time pattern whenever they do these studies and stuff that guys just do not maintain the friendships.
Right. Okay. But it comes with help. And that's what I thought I'd offer up here for our listeners. So they just say that exercise your friendship muscle. And for men, and that's, she says, get yourself loaded with some things that would be conversational pieces about books or podcasts or other interests. And then you have some topical things to share and talk to other people about that might be timely. And it says to help new friendships blossom, instead of saying, let's get together sometime if you meet someone, wherever. Just kind of get out your calendar, be a little more proactive. I know this is scary for men, but women do this all the time.
Uh-huh. You do.
And then also the other suggestions are volunteering, join a book, movie, poker club, gardening, and of course, pickleball. Pickleball is so incredibly social because you can go by yourself and you don't have to know anyone. And you're suddenly with three new people that you've never met before. And it isn't intimidating at all. And they're just talking about the benefit of what that offers men who, could use it. So anyway, I was just...
Yeah, and that's great. That's always been a way that guys have met each other is through some kind of sporting whatever. I see this at the bowling alley.
Okay,
that's
so bowling would be another one.
Golf course, you get paired up.
Can you pick up on a golf course?
You go to a golf course by yourself and you can get put in with another group of three or two just to make it, I've met some great people just randomly golfing, but you're right. Every time, my biggest self-defense to get out of a conversation when I meet someone that I truly do love and adore that I haven't seen in a long time is, we should get together sometime. Yeah, let's do it. And then we walk away.
And you never do it.
And we never do it.
And now, because your phone is your walking calendar for most people, not Lori and I, we're still paper.
Yes.
We're old school and we love to see the visual. Mm-hmm. But you have it because you're right.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to just kind of end the short talk, even though we do, you love the person, you adore them. But for me, it's just, I hope everything's going well. We need to get together sometime. It's good catching up. Boom, done. Boom. And then it's forgotten and never do anything about it. So you're right. I got to be I myself as a man need to be more proactive about that for sure.
And they say single men, because usually in a in a relationship, one person or another does the social planning and stuff, and single men or widows or people like that really are struggling because they haven't exercised that muscle.
Yeah.
You know, if this, so to speak. So anyway, I thought I'd tell you that, even though we've talked about it before. Loreen, yes. I don't know what else to tell you. I just want to go back to that chippy Jimmy Kimmel's commercial that we posted. It is so bloody funny. And if you want to get a good laugh, and she just... Who does she remind you of that you know? Does she remind you of an aunt at all?
Margot Martindale.
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, thank you. Said. I was trying to figure it out. We are so delighted that we had an opportunity to give away tickets to his tour that is coming. It's called the Black Mona Lisa Tour Volume 1 at the State Theater on Tuesday, May 23rd at 7 o'clock. We're going to give it away to the seventh caller at 651-641-1071. I think, Lori, I think we should go.
Yes.
I think it just
I'm
be
right
a,
here.
I think it'd be a delightful evening.
For sure.
I know.
I do too.
I'm excited. All right. So you watched the ending of Last of Us.
Yes. I watched the ninth. I was so disappointed there were only nine episodes.
I know.
Me too.
Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey just again... crushing those last two episodes, so good.
Bella, in my eyes, for the penultimate episode, that eighth episode,
she deserves
every award that she could get. She was amazing. The rage, and this doesn't spoil anything, but when she says, you know, she says her name to that guy and then says, go back and tell him, Ellie. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, that reference, the finger.
Yeah, so many. My boys think she is the bomb. I mean,
I love her.
Yeah, and did you like her from Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
and don't forget, Pedro Pascal was in Game of Thrones. He got his eyes gouged out.
Oh.
He's Oberon or whatever his name is.
Oh, my from gosh.
The Land Far Away. He was like right in the middle. But he was so great in the Nicolas Cage movie. I mean, basically he's Hollywood's new it guy.
Yes,
he's the zaddy of the moment. And he showed up, I guess in real life, he's longtime friends with Sarah Paulson. Mm-hmm. They've acted like the same amount of time and they hung out together at the Vanity Fair party. But you know, he went to the gold party with, which is the Beyonce Jay-Z party at the Chateau Marmont.
Who?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, God. Every single past and present celebrity was out that night. What a big night, except for Tom Cruise. He was flying to London to meet with Michael Caine for his 90th birthday party, his bestie. Right.
Yeah. So Pedro is, he's been around a long time. So I guess he has been BFFs with Sarah Paulson for a long, long time. But I don't know. I mean, did you think that the finale, were you happy with that show?
I could have used another episode.
One more
episode. I guess.
Yeah.
Because now, it's not going to come back for a long time. I am left thirsty.
Same.
Yeah, I'm thirsty for more. And I feel, you just want more. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I was kind of like, ooh. Interesting choice. Let's put it that way.
How it ended?
Yep. You know, interesting decision. I don't want to give it away that he made, which I think will lead down a different path than I expected him to make. How about that?
Right.
It was unexpected. Yeah, you know, it was on last night, and I know Grant didn't watch it, and you didn't watch it, was Ted Lasso. So we got one episode yesterday of the season 3 premiere. And at the end of season 2, it kind of set up what was happening. And basically the big thing is he needs to win a title this year. He needs to compete hardcore. And what my feeling was, and I don't know if other people felt this way, but it was they had three different storylines going and I didn't find one of them joyful. And this show to me used to just spark joy in his... his funny quirks in the people, in his little inside things, trying to always look on the bright side, you know, glass half full kind of Ted Lasso. And yeah. This one just, I don't know. I was kind of like, I looked at Jeff and I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, it's been 2 years.
I know.
It is. They've had a long break and, you know, Jason going into this season, they said it was going to be the third one.
Sure.
It was right when he broke up. He and Olivia broke up. Maybe he wasn't as in good of a writing mood.
Yeah, it didn't feel. And I'll be curious, Grant, when you watch it, Ted Lasso just kind of felt a little off to me and it didn't bring that big joie de vie that, you know, make your heart swell.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it. And there were a couple different episodes in season two where I thought, what are we supposed to all be on acid here or something?
Yeah, there were some side episodes there. Yeah, we'll see here.
I'll
be diving in this weekend, so yeah. I'll definitely let
you know. Well, you only
get one. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Apple.
I know. And you only get one in it, and it left me kind of like, Okay. All right, who won the Billy Porter tickets? Because I saw you talking where they're so happy.
Debbie was very, very excited.
Oh, Debbie.
She is beyond excited. I mean, everybody that wins these tickets, they are just, you know,
it's a big deal.
They, you know, as I'm getting the information, they're kind of like, okay. And then I'm like, give them, like, you know, it's this time, pick it up, and then the excitement comes in, you know. They realize, and I have not realized how, you know, I've never, to be honest with you, even heard of Billy Porter prior to this.
People love him, and Pose,
and he's amazing.
He's amazing.
So good in Pose.
In his fashion sense, he's just knocked it out of the park. Lori, we have to go to this. It's a Tuesday night.
True performer, it seems like.
We're gonna go, Lori. You're not committing, but you're home.
When is it?
We've only said it every day.
Tuesday, May 23rd. So you could sneak that into your concert, your farewell tour.
I don't think you have Janet Jackson that night or whatever your main concert
is.
I want to go to this. I just think it'll be such a wonderful performance. It's so fun. All right. So what else do we know about anything?
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, talk about the story. And he's already taken down the tweets and everything, but... So a couple days ago, last week, Jenna Ortega was on Dax Shepard's podcast.
Yes.
And talking about Wednesday. Did you guys talk about this last week?
No, we didn't. We briefly mentioned it, but we didn't get deep into this conversation, no.
Anyway, she just got into, you know, she's 20 years old, you know, became kind of an overnight star. But anyway, she told Dax that she just started changing lines because she felt nothing made sense about her character that she was getting in her daily scripts. And I did think when I did listen to it, and I thought, well, how many acting jobs have you had? But maybe she's acted since she was a kid. Anyway, so this guy who is a writer and a producer, his most famous claim to fame is he was the showrunner on Spartacus.
Okay.
And his name is Steven DeKnight. And yesterday he decides a week later to call out Jenna Ortega, saying, you know, that she was not professional and that she's entitled and toxic and so rude for sharing that out loud on a podcast. He said, I don't think you should put down your team the way she did, because she did tell Dax she had to put her foot down on a set and say, you know, Wednesday would never do this. This has to be rewritten. And he didn't like that she was sharing the sausage.
Okay.
Now he's kind of apologized. He's taken his tweets down because then he got yelled at.
Good.
Okay.
I love that.
But, I mean, I get what he was just saying from a writer's thing. I mean, I can't imagine that is... You know, we've seen that in shows and movies where the difficult actor, you know, this doesn't make sense. And, you know, but I mean, that's, we don't usually, she hasn't done enough interviews to probably realize that maybe, you know, that's not a way to keep friends close
and directors and producers closer. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, her people were really disappointed in SNL and, her ratings were way down, and you would have thought she would have had higher ratings.
Her people, the young people, don't even have NBC. They're watching it on YouTube.
That's so true. You know, even, you know, and I'm 38. Most of my generation doesn't have network television. And, I'm one of those people. I think we're all similar. We like the clicker. We like to be able to turn the channel on, go through the.
Yes.
I love having network television. I grew up on it. But my generation and anybody younger than me, you say, oh, you see the show on NBC? No, they have no clue what you're talking about. Nothing.
Yeah.
I did get a call.
And so, yeah, the Wednesday fan base, I think, is, you know, a little older. Really young. I know at my sister's Christmas party, this little 11-year-old niece of someone that was there was so excited that I told her, I go, well, you look just like Wednesday. I love your shoes, everything about you. She was so excited that I was a grown-up that recognized her.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's really cute.
So, you know, that was a show that, like, you know, and I loved that show. We all loved that show. It was so, so good. So, anyway, I guess Dax Shepherd was very good at her, at getting her to, you know, and she's like, I don't think I've ever had to put my foot down on a set the way I had to on Wednesday. And I just like, geez, you're only 20. How long have you been acting?
She's been in the
business. Could be a long time.
I think she has been. Was she at Disney or?
I think so.
I don't know.
What does it say? Okay. Lori, she has been around, but I mean,
anyway, really. So this guy, Stephen DeKnight, people were yelling at him on Twitter. And I thought yesterday when I read it, I thought, I wonder how long he's going to keep that tweet up.
Yes.
Two of them in a row.
It's done. It's down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's been acting for a long time. Since, like, you got stuff all the way back to 2015. You know, there's some Disney stuff here, like a Little Rascals remake. She was in Iron Man 3.
She's been an acting kid.
Yeah, she's been a childhood actor for a long time. So, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Anywho.
You don't want to get a difficult reputation.
No, you don't.
Not really.
No,
and
you
I would
don't.
Just like her people to just, you know, not have her do any interviews for a while. Just show up at fun things and be photographed.
There you go, Lori. Some people should be seen and not heard.
Well, I'm not saying that, but maybe she just gets
some prepping.
Yeah, she was probably doing it for SNL, not realizing her audience wasn't listening to that show either.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
I love it. All right. When we come back, we've got some Hollywood speaking to do. And in the meantime, we're going to talk to some of our sponsors. All right, Laura, what do you got for us?
Well, let's see. How about this one? Ben Affleck covers The Hollywood Reporter, and he said that he had a quote-unquote good time at the Grammys.
Well, I actually, are we talking about this in the dirt,
well,
this interview?
We are, but I just wanted you to a good time.
The interview is really interesting, and he's on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter because his movie's coming out and everything, and basically said he did not know the cameras were rolling, and he did not know that they're part of the bit, and basically...
It's a typical man just sitting there knowing
it. Yeah, right. It does ring true.
It totally rings true, and he just said, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have... I really, you know, he was kind of offended because everyone thinks that he's drinking, and he talks about, you know, I'm sober, and, you know, he just had a lot of mixed feelings about it, but he did not know what was going on.
That's the funny part.
Yeah.
That is.
Like you said, it's true. I just feel like, you know, I could see my dad just sitting there, like, you know, making the, all right, when's this going to end?
I know.
Yeah, let's go. Not knowing the whole time that he's on camera, not trying to be offensive, but just being his old self, you know. And
he said they were framing the shot, but he didn't know it was rolling. And I leaned over to J-Lo, my wife, and I was like, as soon as they start rolling, I'm going to slide away from you and leave you sitting next to Trevor. And her response was, you better bleeping not leave. And he said, that's a husband-wife joke thing. I mean, some of it is. I'm like, all right, who is, you know, yeah. I didn't know what was going on. So anyway, there you go. All right, next.
Okay, what about Megan Fox with her red hair or new red wig at the Vanity Fair party? Is that breakup hair?
It's breakup hair. She didn't have her engagement ring on. She didn't go with him, G.I. Joe or whatever his name is.
What's Machine his name? Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah. I know it had a G in it. I know there's a J in that Machine Gun Kelly somewhere.
MGK, yeah.
MGK. Yeah. Okay, so she's done. That daily counseling before you even get married, that you have to go to intense counseling every day, she doesn't have time for that.
Well, I guess the person that she, according to Dumois, Noah Centineo, the cutie from The Recruit.
Oh, I got to look him up.
Oh, you know, Grant, we watched that show. I know we did.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you did.
Mm-hmm. I may have. I can't remember.
I think you did.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I thought when I saw that here. That's just kind of an old one. Mm-hmm. And then Denise Richards' husband, Nicola Sheridan's ex-husband, has been sued for not paying back a loan for his company, which is called Quantum Epigenetics Consulting, otherwise known as Aaron's Healing Medicine Clinic.
His energy. I'm going to, I want you to pay me $575 an hour, and I'm going to come in and plug you in to one of the e-meters from Scientology I bought off eBay last week. You know they were on eBay, Lori. Did you know that? Ton of Scientology e-meters were on eBay last week.
Oh,
I love it.
I know.
We could have tried it out on each other.
Okay, I've got one for you, Lori, okay?
Okay.
Giselle Bundchen is being, you know, people are taking pictures of her everywhere, and she hangs out with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente. And she took to Instagram after, you know, everybody keeps posting that they're hot and heavy for each other, blah, blah, blah. But here's what she wrote on her Instagram account yesterday. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. Namaste. She didn't say namaste.
Okay, so she hasn't told her kids yet that she's dating the jiu-jitsu instructor.
That's...
And, you know, they're not ready to have it be out there.
There you go.
Good call.
All right.
I mean, did she call Khloe Kardashian, who loves the cryptic tweet? Although I have to say, Giselle's was more direct.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, gosh. Khloe and Tristan, you know she's going to get back with them. You know she will. She can't stand it.
I don't.
She's missing
it. I don't understand her at all.
Right. Agreed.
Because she's like 37 now and she's got two children. You would think, here's what I have always found when I've found myself humbled and humiliated by any men in my life. It made me have to take a good hard look at how did I, you know, let myself get in this position. I don't know where her introspection is. It all just... In some ways, being too close to your family is not that good for you.
Right. Okay, there you go.
Because she only bounces stuff off of her family.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, where is a good girlfriend for Khloe when she needs one?
I don't know.
To tell her to knock it off with the silly quotes. Stop thinking you're going to tame Tristan's wandering wiener. He's just not going to be a faithful man. You know, some men never are. They just, it's not in their makeup or whatever. And some women aren't either.
Right.
And some binary, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It just depends. But she keeps trying to change that old goat. And he's past the point of changing.
I agree. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Naomi Campbell got called out for heavily editing her photos at the Vanity Fair party. And she wants us to know that she's going to get a biopic made of her life now.
I hope we don't leave out when the editing happens that she threw the iron across the room. Remember that?
You know what? I kind of don't. I'm not mad at the idea of a Naomi Campbell biopic.
She's had an interesting life.
My gosh.
Yeah, and she really has.
Don't all these people Photoshop? Who are these people that have all the time to call out all the Photoshop fails?
Okay, I don't know who's monitoring things that long, but I know I don't Photoshop. I don't have time. I wish I made
it. I want to Photoshop. I can't figure out how to damn do it.
Oh, it takes up too much energy. You know what we never Hollywood spoke this week? What? Olivia Wilde's Barely There black leather bra off the shoulder down to the belly button dress for the Vanity Fair party.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Sandy said it looked like she threw it on backwards.
Yes.
Boy, she has wanted her chest to have so much attention since this breakup. I mean, all the attention. Please look at my breasts. Please, please.
Yep.
Please.
You know, and I mean, she's got a nice, you know, she's a slimly built woman, a smaller chested woman.
Yeah.
So it does seem a little like since she and Harry have broken up, she has telegraphed to us in a number of ways that she is rather heartbroken about him moving on. But we told her this was going to end in heartbreak. We knew it.
And there's
we could see it.
Did you hear about the new throuple? Selena Gomez, Brooklyn, what's his last name? Beckham. And Nicola Peltz.
Yeah, but Nicola, who did an interview, doesn't know that a throuple, if you're going to really use that meaning, it means you're having three-way sex. Yeah. You're having a three-way love affair.
Yes.
She doesn't know what throuple means.
No.
And Selena's explained it to her and said, okay, I'm going to stay off Instagram now for a little bit longer.
Yes, because it put me in the middle of your sexual triangle, which is not true.
Yeah. I mean, they're really good. They're good friends. I know, we get it. But like Nicola, I kind of find her exhausting. I wonder what's happening with the wedding planning lawsuit.
Well, the dad took the daughter and the wife off of the lawsuit because they were getting too much media attention.
Oh, he's just suing them personally.
Yes.
A billionaire suing two wedding planners for, God, what a tightwad. Just pay him, dude.
Admit, let it go.
Your daughter and your wife were you know, trying to hide how much the dress was and the money. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like you and I fighting with somebody over a nickel.
Well, we would win. Julia. We would pin them down. I'd tickle them. And you would do some loogie thing or something. Who knows?
I hope Shannon was listening. You made about 5 new words today.
Have I already?
In the last hour.
Oh, I'm impressed with me.
Yeah. Shannon. I think the best one was quirk. And it was a quirk and another word. I can't remember, but I meant to write it down. But I don't want to make too much loud noise on my glass table.
Oh, you're so funny. All right, we're going to be right back. This is Lori and Julie.